say holy,
holy, holy.
And the people say holy,
holy, holy.
And our castle say
holy, holy, holy.
Kaduna say
holy, holy.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy.
Is the Lord God Almighty? Is the Lord God Almighty? The earth is full of your glory. Huh. The earth is full of your glory. Is the Lord
Almighty?
Is the Kaduna is full of your glory. Can somebody speak to their health? My body is full
of your glory.
There's nothing that will die in your life.
My health is full of your glory.
You know what happens in the glory? You know what happens in the glory? Even dry staffs, a stick that has been cut, hewn, he spent one night inside the glory. The next day, they came to meet that it has bored and it has produced fruit. Normally, do you know how many years was compressed into that one result? You know how long it would take for a tree to grow from a seed to a tree to even become fruitful and then to produce fruit? Overnight, inside one dry stick, the glory. No prayer points, no prayer vigil, just inside the glory. There is something only an atmosphere can do, the glory. This is why it is important that every one of us begin to prioritize the presence of God. Go for it, be an addict of the presence. Carry it like a perfume you wear. When you sense that the effect is becoming very scarce in your life, run back to a retreat. Carry it by all means. There is something the presence does. It makes you impregnable. It surrounds you like an aura. You can feel it. You know you are not alone. Please welcome the Holy Ghost to his house. Welcome him. He's the only one that can bring glory out of this life. This is the mystery of the ages. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The dimension of Christ that can be in you is the Holy Ghost. Once he is in you, that is where your glory narrative starts from. There is no glory without him. It is Christ in you that is the hope of glory. So if there is anything that continues to make your body unfit to be a house for the Holy Ghost, you have 1 minute now. Lord, purge me. Cleanse me. Remove this impurity that makes my body unfit for your presence. Lord, take away corruption away from me. Purge me from within. My body is full of your glory. My health is full of your glory.
My heart is full of your glory. My blood is full of your glory. My liver is full of your glory. Even my kidneys are full of your glory.
Is anything failing? Call the glory. The glory. The glory is the solution. Welcoming the Spirit. We are welcoming the Spirit.
Holy, 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 holy. You are holy, 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 holy.
Hallelujah. I have come to realize that there is a very stringent, a very harsh clash between the forces of light and the forces of darkness on a daily basis. I've come to discover that there is a particular area of emphasis that Satan's labor and his havoc in the life of people is built around. The first objective of Satan is to make you unfit to host the presence of God. The first goal of all of his luminaries, all of his lieutenants that carry out his objective, is to orchestrate seasons and moments and situations that will put you in a situation that makes you unfit to host the presence of God. Your glory is Christ in you. And so if you cannot host that Christ, you are void of glory. Your glory is not in seeds. Your glory is not an anointing you tap. Your glory is a presence that lives inside you. If that presence is not in you, no matter who you are connected to, you are still a defaulted product. You are empty. You are a tinkling cymbal. In the day that matters, you will not weigh much in the spirit. Your glory is directly proportional to the person you carry. If you carry God on your inside, that is the secret of this glory. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, the Bible says, "For in a great house there are many vessels, some to honor, some to dishonor." But he went further to show us that there are categories of vessel for honor, categories of vessel for dishonor. There are vessels of gold, there are vessels of silver, there are vessels of wood, and there are vessels of clay. He says, if a man can purge himself, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every what? Come on, every what? When we hear vessel, maybe the first thing that comes to our mind is golden cups, golden plates. Let's use that context. If that's what we want to relate with that scripture as. Let's use that context. Now, there are certain things that cannot be served with certain kind of container. It will be wrong. For instance, have you seen where anybody put rice inside cup before? It's a cup, not a container. You don't want to answer. Now, have you seen rice inside a cup? The reason being is that there are different containers made for different contents. Amen. We're coming up. Now, that's the same way you will not see anybody trying to drink water from a flat plate. Once they catch anybody like that, the first thing people around him will start suspecting that there is something. Just be careful with this. I know what I saw yesterday. Like somebody enters the room and see you with a flat plate trying to drink water and some of the water is pouring like this. This is how we were wired differently. We are all containers. We are vessels. But we are wired to carry different contents. Some of you are like flat plates. Some of you are like a bowl. Some of you, you are like a jug. You are a reservoir. People, they don't drink directly from you. It is from you they turn into what they will drink from. Some people are like tanks in the spirit. It is in them God will store. Anytime there is need, He will refer men and say, go and fetch from here. Do you remember the parable of the virgins where the foolish virgins came to ask for oil and then the recommendation that was given to them, he says, go to them that sell oil. It's those reservoirs, they are the ones that are custodians of oil. And when Jesus is depositing his resource upon their life, leaving very deep spiritual heritage and insight in their life, it's not for them. It is for the abundance of the people who would come and take from this brook. So they are reservoirs. Their shape in the spirit is different. You can't drink from them. If you stay and you want to drink, you would What I'm trying to achieve this night is to draw your attention to your shape in the spirit. Your shape. Which kind of vessel are you? Let's start from there. Which type of vessel are you? You know, there are containers that they use anytime they want to store something. They don't want it to get spoiled. Anything that requires preservation. There are unique kinds of containers. Airtight containers. There's a way it was designed to make sure that the influences of corruption will not enter this space so that it can be contained. Now, there are vessels like that heritages of many generations are trapped inside them. If God wants to protect a dimension, He will it into those kind of vessels. When you see them in their manifestation, their normal disposition will look conservative in nature. This one, without Jesus, they are not born again yet. They are naturally a conservative kind of people. They are not everywhere. What they carry has chiseled their character. What is upon their head has molded their expression. They cannot be too around. Sometimes they will be so moody. You see them isolated all the time. It is something they are hiding. There's something that is on their head that if they go and mix up and become too open, there are elements of corruption that can permeate their soul. In fact, there are hands. If it's laid on you, your it's temperament, they call it, but there are hands. If it comes on your head, your temperament will change. Is that strong? It will change. You start looking for place to go and hide. You who used to love to hang out, you who love crowd, you start looking for privacy. You start looking for space. You stay around people like this and your body will be itching you. You are looking for your room to go and play a sound so that you and the Holy Ghost, there is something stronger than your natural wiring. Something that can compel you to become just a vessel. So the question tonight is, what type of vessel are you? Now, there are many people here. They are reservoirs. They are custodians. When you want to know what God has shaped you to be, let me change the narrative. The electric cables we see there, they are also vessels. They are vessels. Now, this vessel, what this vessel can conduct or carry is dependent on the capacity of the wire. There are wires that are only used as light wiring cable. They use it to wire the house just to boot for light bulbs. The capacity of such a cable must not be big, because all it is required to do is to bring illumination to the room. Now there are other sockets that is for deep freezers, for microwaves, for pressing iron. The kind of cable that they use to draw the current to that place is actually of superior capacity than that one that does the work of the bulb. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Now, dependent on your role, dependent on the assignment given to you, is what informs the kind of capacity that will be wielded onto you. Now, see the challenge. You can arrive as an electric bulb wire, and through alignment, your capacity can be increased inside time. This is the real meaning of the parable of the talent. That you gave me 5, but I was able to stretch my 5 into 10. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Meaning that we have a capacity to outdo even God's expectation for our life. It means that there is a possibility factored in the narrative of Zion that some people will not fulfill their own assignment. So we will give you the capacity to stretch, so that in the day where this brother becomes reckless with his spiritual expectation, you can stretch. Although you are already carrying your own demand, you can stretch yourself. This is the story of Catherine Kuhlman. It came to pass, she was praying one day and saying the weight on her shoulder is too much, Holy Ghost. This thing is too much. And then, according to what we read, the Holy Ghost said, yes, you are doing 4 people's work. 4 people's work. There are 4 people who abandoned their post and they carried the label and put on her. 4 people's. Your capacity can be increased. Now, when your friend comes to visit, that your friend that you knew yourself since primary school, that all the levels of C finish has been established, when he comes to your house and you want to serve him, are you under pressure to use any special plate? You just anything you see, you just put the same thing you eat from, you give him. Now if the president, now, so I know somebody said no, you don't want him to come to your house, but there's no challenge. Let's say, when the president comes to your house, would you use anyhow plate? You go and look for special vessels, right? This is how special assignments in this kingdom are, for special vessels. But no vessel was created special. Every vessel became special by virtue of the level of alignment that they brought themselves into. And that alignment is a product of consecration. If a man can purge himself. You are the one. It's not if God can purge him. If a man can purge himself. This is when they begin to channel assignments of honor. Vessel unto honor. Assignments of honor. Honor means special assignments. Now, in the context of what I'm sharing, being vessels that we are, if God wants to serve the nations a product called love, he wants the nation to drink from his brook of love, which container will he use to serve that content of love? If God wants to serve power, which container will be a vessel that can serve power? So it takes me back to what I was sharing with you from the beginning. The real effort of Satan is to deprive you of the capacity to function as a vessel that you were created to be. So that you are so polluted, so corrupted, so contaminated. Have you seen a very dirty plate before? A plate, maybe they ate something inside like 3 weeks ago. Now fungi is around it. This is how many of us look spiritually. You cannot be used to serve anything. This is what sin does to your soul. it creates all kinds of abominable growth. Fungi and strange kinds of bacteria in the spirit. When they look at you, they know we can't use this. So they begin to occasion encounters that can cause for purity and consecration. You know the good thing about carrying any particular content, being a vessel? Anything God is passing through you, the first person that will enjoy that thing is you. It will go through you before it can enter the nations. If God wants to show his dimensions, the riches of the kingdom, if he wants to channel the wealth, if he wants to show the vein of the silver, it will first flow from your life, then through you, it will begin to spread. So you are the first, the husbandman is the first partaker. The need for consecration is for your advantage first. You first. My vessel will be kept unstained, uncorrupted. Look at what consecration did to Daniel. I will not defy myself. I will not defy myself. That was the resolution. I will not defy myself. That state of consecration alone made him relevant to 5 Babylonian kings. He was relevant under their reign. They could not ignore him. I'm not talking about relevance that they were going to find him something. They brought him into government, to the seat of power. That consecration brought him before lions. And for the first time in the annals of history, one of the fiercest beasts in the field, he lost taste for flesh on that day. He was looking at a man. Purity was flowing like a perfume. How can you lay your teeth on this one? Even a wild animal, he responds to the glory. It was like an incense. I shared the story with some of you about a lady I knew once upon a time on campus. Her name was Naomi. She carried one kind of presence. Jesus. Have you seen where you see a still water, then they now drop maybe a stone. There's this wave, this roundish wave you see. That kind of wave was around Naomi. If she enters the class and sits down, the people around, they will begin to soap, begin to cry. You will just begin to reflect on your life. It was through her I understand what Charles Finley meant when he said, preach the gospel. If you must, use words. There was sufficient witness, non-vocal witness. It was an aura around her. My prayer point in those days, many nights, was, Lord, do to me what you did to that girl. I'll go and pray, and what I saw in her life was too much. That if this is all God can do for me, I wanted it. Guess what? When we graduated and she went for NYSC, the devil cut her off. He went to choke that stream. Now heaven cannot pass that content again. Naomi has become a slave queen. A slave queen. So you, if you see her now, you will see her quoting Bible, quoting scriptures, because she already handled some things. You will not know the glory she fell from. At a point, she was a hot spot of Zion. If Jesus wants to give you access into latest news, he will bring you around her. You can connect your own. She's like data. You will know if Naomi has entered fellowship by the height of prayer we enter. Once you hear prayer has jacked up, know that she has walked him. She will enter from the back, and the intensity of prayer will go up. Her atmosphere will jack it up to where she operates from. And when she leaves, we will go back to our realm. Vessel. Now, see, it is in that place I started learning what it means to be a vessel. All she was an open container for the Holy Ghost. Anything. The only person I read about that have that kind of manifestation is Catherine Kuhlman. Only those. These two. And my eyes saw Naomi. It's not a story. I saw it. She will sit down like this. You will sit near her. You will forget everything you wanted to say. You will be lost in the glory. Just the beauty of holiness. Unspotted. Boys will gather in boys' hostel. She's the news. She's the news. Various candidates were sent from the horde of darkness to go and tempt her. She won them for Jesus Christ. Many boys enter church for the first time in their life because of her. You know the mission of the devil now, but he wants to make, although you are a vessel, you will not be a vessel that is meet for the master's use. Now, let me share something with you that might provoke you. The moment you are no longer fit for the master's use, you know you are still fit for somebody's use. It means you are now available for every work of dishonor. So you are now obtainable for Satan. So in that great house, Satan has his own stake inside. It's not the great house, is the earth. Inside the earth, there are vessels of honor and there are vessels of dishonor. But by all means, you must be a vessel. So I want you to tell yourself, I know I'm a vessel. Now let me ask you a question. Are you a vessel of honor or dishonor? What is flowing through you? What is flowing through you? What was wired? What was wired? What were you designed to conduct into the earth? Some of you are naturally given heavy capacities. Now, because you are failing, they are carrying somebody else who don't have near your capacity. He is the one that is doing the work. You with all the advantage, you with all the inherent strength, you cannot move anything. You are living for yourself in pleasure. Living, rising and falling, praying the same prayer from January to December. I'm sorry, Lord, I've fallen again. Yes, there's mercy. Yes, the mercy of God will cover, but you will never rise to your potential. And at the end of your life, you will look back at which spirit have used you the most. Is the devil. Did you remember that scripture? Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. It means everybody is a worker. At the end, they will just check who did you work for. Everybody is a vessel. You are a vessel. You are a vessel. You are a vessel. Let this thing sink. You know the tragedy in this generation? There are many of us. We are a mixture. 1 minute you speak for God, another minute you help Satan bring something into the earth. So both kingdoms are piping things through you. You channel something from Zion, the next minute you channel another thing. So God rejects that kind of arrangement. You speak, it's like Peter. They just said, ha, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. This you received of the Father. The next minute, Jesus says, depart from me, Satan. He didn't say Satan in Peter. He just looked at the whole vessel and said, this voice is so accurate that it's Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Are you representing two kingdoms? Is your life piping the opinion of two high? Christ, it is Christ in me that is the hope of my glory. It is Christ in me. I don't know what is making you unfit to carry God. I want you to imagine yourself as a house, because you are a vessel, you are a temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, what is making that temple unfit to house God? That is the thing we would labor until it goes away this night. What is making that place unfit? Hi! For some of you, you are looking spiritually like a house where dustbin, all kinds of refuse bin, is inside the sitting room. The sitting room also have feces, like it's a toilet, and you wonder why the Holy Ghost cannot enter. Your biggest advantage is to carry God. You will stop looking for men of God the moment you carry God. You will realize it is the heritage of every child of God. You are a child. You are not a servant. Every child has the DNA of his father. The seed of God is on your inside. Why have you lived from a point of disadvantage when you can truly become a God to your generation? If God wants to pipe power into the earth, which vessel? Mind you, different content requires different levels of purity to pipe it. For those... Oh, let me share something with you. There are pipes that they use to pass crude oil. to send it to different locations where there are refineries. There are pipes that they use to pass water to send it to different locations where there are users. Now, the pipe they use as water board, the purity requirement of that pipe is higher because this is consumable product. Products where people drink tap water. And so when it is treated from the treated plant, they ensure that the pipes, the channel that conduct it from the mother rim to the required end where they are used, the pipe must be clean. Now, imagine heaven like waterboard. Heaven releasing something, but the container, which is us, is rusted. It has germs inside. So when anything passes from heaven, before it comes out at the other end, it has been contaminated. So in order to make sure corruption does not spread in the whole earth through you, they will need to stop pumping from heaven. This is why prayer life died. This is why teaching grace is withdrawn. This is why prophetic utterance is cut off. This is why you say, I remember how I used to. And somehow you say, I don't have those things again. The arrangement is still there, but they stop pumping. And they can still repump the moment they realize that the vessel is now purged. You are now suitable to conduct the vessels, the things of God, into the earth. If a man can purge himself, this is the only requirement. It's not a spirit that will help you. If a man can purge himself. So the requirement is purity, holiness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The only way you can come into koinonia with God is this one criteria, holiness. You want to see God? Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. The requirement remains unchanged. You must be pure. What is trying to contaminate you? What is trying to make you unfit to bring certain things into the earth? Some of you, you are the wonder of God. Wonders. Workings of miracle. How can that thing enter? When the devil, I have told you his objective, Satan's aim is one, is to make sure the container is polluted. He knows he cannot stop God from pumping. He can only affect you. God is too detached. Heaven is too coordinated for Satan to go and malign or manipulate anything there. So he can only manipulate you, the container. Knowing fully well that they will pass a judgment that you are a waste. If we pour anything here, it's a waste. Make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with not, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring me one part of me. There's no man that poureth new wine in old wine skin. Every great thing you have captured concerning your manifestation in the world of spirit, every prophecy you have received, every dream, every encounter, every vision you have seen, all those things, they are captured in the new wine skin. This old version cannot bring those things into the world. There is a new container that is waiting, and you would have to lay this one down to lift that new wineskin. That new wineskin is the only thing that has capacity to host this new content. So yes, they told you, you are a great man, that there is a greatness that God has poured upon your head. Prophets have actually confirmed it. It will not come to pass until a new version of you was allowed to enter. Because that new version of you is hinged on the level of consecration that you can attain. And you must lay this old version down. I came here with nothing, but all that you have given me. Jesus.
You are in me, Lord. I'm in you, Lord. I know there is more that's found in you.
Listen. If anybody think they have seen your manifestation, they are joking. They have not seen your true capacity. God has not even started. God has not started. What they are seeing is a shadow. It's a shadow. The moment we step into the light and we are poured, you will see your true capacity.
We know.
There's more that's found in you.
We will never end.
Somebody's prayer this night is, Lord, place a coal of fire. Place a coal of fire. Place it upon my tongue. Place it upon my head. Place it upon my heart. Consecrate me by fire. Go ahead. We are changing. Go ahead. Our garment is becoming brighter. Go ahead. We are being washed by fire.
All there is for me. addicted to you. I am.
Go through to be pure? What must you take me through to manifest in my pure form? Please pray as you come to partake of the communion. Pray, pray. You know what you are asking the Lord. You know what you are rejecting out of your life. You know what you are stamping out. Just pray as you come and partake. The ushers will lead us now.
Sunanka, Ubangi Jikai Sayabo,
나길 맘만큼 나가 반기지 나도 가까 순난가 반기지 가이사야보 나길 맘만큼 나가
Please take 1 minute. If you have taken the communion, take 1 minute and pray. This body belongs to Jesus. This body belongs to Jesus. Everything God has not planted now is uprooted, including sicknesses. Out! Only Jesus reigns. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am delivered. I am rescued. I am separated from appetites, from cravings, from yearnings of corruption.
Inakao yabo. Sergin Salama, Sergin Salama, Nakao, Kodia Gareka, Nakao, Kodia Gareka, Salama.
If you have declared that this your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, if you have prayed that prayer, congratulations. Everything that is not of God is illegal in that body. They go out from your body now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no room for sickness again. This is the temple of the living God. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost lives here. Sickness cannot live with it. This is how you win this thing.
We will rise in your name, Adonai. You reign on high. We will rise in your name. I have searched and searched through all the earth. I searched and searched through all the earth and find that. Through all the earth and find us. I'm the one who
Superior life. You see, from time to time, Satan will make attempts, he will make an effort, he will attack, he will try to ruin the delicate fiber of your ordination, but God will continue to broadcast truths to ensure that your soul is not corrupted. This is why apostolic platforms like this are raised, to ensure that the mandate of God is not lost in the territory. So please, I want to congratulate everybody who signed out today. Everybody who signed out of rubbish. Everybody here who signed out of nonsense and rubbish of the devil. Because of those online, there is an English we speak in our vernacular. It's called Nyama Nyama. All the nonsense of the devil, all those things that make you unfit, you are pure as I'm speaking to you. Listen. You are spotless. You are whiter than snow. Your garment is unstained. You are so clean that angels are admiring you. Don't lose this purity. Don't lose it. Guide this purity with your life. Purity is attractive. Hold it.
He seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love, the one I love ever before me.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
Listen. Just give me your attention. For those of you who don't know what we are doing here, it's only few that know. See, we are ascending. There is a realm. There is a realm where any hold up can resist you in destiny. If there's one small go slow, you start experiencing delay. Because you are still moving on the land. And go slow and hold up is only on the land. Hallelujah. I leave you with this. See, don't let anything bring you down. Live an ascended life. Stay there. Stay in the heights. The reason why you see some people excited and you are still angry is because you have not. If you ascend, you will touch something called the joy of the Holy Ghost. Okay. I come, Yahweh, I come. The altar of incense I come, Yahweh I come,
to the mountains,
to the mountains of Zion I come.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh.
This land will never be the same.
Never be the same.
Because
you're great.
My life
must
be.
You will never be the same.
I trust you.
My life must
be.
My life must
be.
You will